Arizona's water challenges are typically pretty dramatic. Snowpack in the high country was light this season, and the deserts get little precipitation. The Colorado River is moving closer to a shortage declaration, which would affect the state's supply. And required conservation is not part of a vocabulary. But the state has been credited with being visionary when it comes to water banking and groundwater, and the business of water is a big part of the current and future plans for the state's supply. That is the overarching topic of a conference being held tomorrow in Tucson and hosted by the U of A's Water Resources Research Center. Sharon Megdahl, director of the Research Center, is with me via Skype to talk about that conference. Sharon, how does competitiveness enter the realm of the business of water as it does in other markets?
Oh, it's interesting that when we think of the business of water, we might think about competition and markets and all that. But actually, when we formulated this conference topic, what's different about it is that rather than focus on what's the water supply situation, what are the opportunities for addressing it from the typical, you know, technology, desalination and the like, what we're trying to focus on here is the various ways in which people are entering into transactions. And so the business of water is really about how people are entering into monetary transactions, how they're thinking about trades and opportunities for leases. So to get us to where we need to be or a better place than we otherwise would, if you just look at what do I have as my water resource portfolio, what's available to me, and that which is mine is all that I have to look at. In this case, we're looking at how different people come together to engage in mutually beneficial trades and transactions. And that's really the overall focus of this conference.
And one of the panels is about public-private partnerships. Where do public-private partnerships fit into what you just said?
Public-private partnerships, I believe, have a major role to play. And I want to be careful about kind of qualifying that statement, because sometimes when people think about the private sector, what they're thinking about is privatization of the ownership of water, or the public interest will not be considered. With public-private partnerships, what it really is the public sector and the private sector are coming together, and very often what the private sector is lending to the whole process is its financial capacity, whereas many government entities are constrained in their ability to bond and raise money, and then also some of their expertise. So I would return to the concept of mutually beneficial opportunities. How do you configure things so that the public sector can take advantage of the private sector's ability to access capital, possibly some different ways of delivering services and projects, and do it in an agreeable way, not in a situation where one side is viewed as the stronger side and the other weaker, but how do we come together and put these packages together? And this not only includes the for-profit private sector, but also the not-for-profit private sector. We have NGOs, philanthropic entities that are engaging in supporting some of these water transactions.
Well, Sharon, how do you think Arizona is doing when it comes to balancing all this? The fact that there are relationships with Mexico and tribal entities, and the fact that there's Colorado River water and groundwater sources. Is Arizona succeeding in this balance so far? But is there major concern on the horizon?
I think a lot of what we see happening now is related to the potential for there being a drought declaration in the next few years. And the potential, and we don't know exactly what that probability is, but it's greater than zero, for there to be, let's say, somewhat deep shortages declared over the next decade or more. And so it's because our water leaders, our decision makers, our water managers, and I believe our water customers are actually pretty sophisticated and quite sophisticated when it comes to preparing for the future. So this conference and these things we're seeing being done right now or being discussed are for the very reason for having us well prepared. And I tend to be an optimist in that I think we are preparing, we have been preparing, and we will continue to prepare for what might be considered less than great future water supply conditions. largely due to Mother Nature and the long-term drought that we've been in, particularly affecting the Colorado River.
What's the relationship, as you see it, among the various entities when it comes to Arizona water, whether in southern Arizona, in Maricopa County, elsewhere? The governor had some strong words when he gave his State of the State address, and there are some who think, well, it's great, the governor wants to there to be a collective voice on water. Can that actually be the case, do you think, going forward?
Speaking with one voice doesn't mean that behind the scenes, or maybe even in public sometimes, there aren't some differences and some debates. But in the end, I think Arizona will be in a place where it's speaking consistently, where we have a unified policy going forward. I think we've had that in the past. I think we'll have that for the future. But maybe some of this seeming discord, and I use the word seeming purposefully, because I think externally people are scratching their heads and saying, what's going on in Arizona? They're seeming to be fighting over water. I don't see it that way. I think we're having some healthy debates, and maybe the reason it seems like we're not all in step is because we're dealing with some more challenging problems than we have in the past. In particular, this possibility coming sooner rather than later of a declaration of shortage and the implications of that declaration.
Sharon Megdahl is director of the U of A's Water Resources Research Center. We've been talking about the Business of Water Conference taking place all day tomorrow in Tucson.